This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. He won the vice presidential election by a margin of 152 votes yesterday. Mr. Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, while his opponent, B. Sudarshan Reddy, got 300 votes. In his first public remarks after the victory, Vice President-elect said the opposition alliance had said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious. Mr. Radhakrishnan said, "It is a victory for every Indian and everyone has to work together if we have to make India a developed nation by 2047. Here is a look at Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's career profile.
Strongly rooted in the RSS and the BJP, Mr. Radhakrishnan brings along a rich political and administrative experience that will prove handy in his role as the ex-officio chairperson of Rajya Sabha. Seen as a soft-spoken and non-confrontational leader, 67-year-old Radhakrishnan succeeds Jagdeep Dhankard, who resigned as vice president on July 21st on health grounds. The victory of Radhakrishnan, a seasoned politician from Tamil Nadu, was a foregone conclusion to the ruling alliance's numerical edge. He is the third leader from Tamil Nadu to occupy the coveted post. Akhila News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on his election. They said his decades of rich experience in public life will contribute significantly to the nation's progress, strengthen constitutional values, and enhance parliamentary discourse. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan and congratulated him on winning the vice presidential election yesterday. Prime Minister Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heartrending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Israeli military has confirmed carrying out an assassination attempt targeting top Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital Doha, where multiple explosions were reported yesterday. Both the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, acknowledged responsibility for the operation, marking the first known Israeli military action on Qatari soil. According to a statement from Hamas, the Israeli strike killed five of its members but failed to assassinate its negotiating delegation currently based in Doha. In a statement, Hamas held the U.S. jointly responsible for the attack, citing Washington's continued support for Israeli aggression and crimes against Hamas people. The Qatari Foreign Ministry has condemned the strike as a cowardly act, describing it as a blatant violation of international laws and norms. Meanwhile, the White House said the Israeli operation in Doha ran counter to President Donald Trump's efforts to achieve peace in Gaza. India has expressed concern and called for restraint and diplomacy following the Israeli strikes in Doha. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said, "New Delhi is deeply concerned about the developments and their impact on the security situation in the region." It added that India strongly urges restraint and diplomacy to ensure that peace and security in the region are not endangered. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs, thanks to a 73-run knock by Siddiqullah Atal and a 20-ball half-century by Azmatullah Umarzai. It is now the fastest T20 international 50 by an Afghanistan player. In reply, Hong Kong could score only 94 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Babar Hayat was a top scorer with 39 runs. Today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.